We're going to protect our country and our people. There are 46 other countries with Muslim populations that are not part of this.
That was Sean Spicer yesterday defending the Obama administration policy of extreme vetting of people who come from seven countries that the previous administration identified as being, you know, places where terrorism might be harbored. Joining us now on the line is Dr. Zudi Jasser, author of A Battle for the Soul of Islam, An American Muslim Patriot's Fight to Save His Faith. Dr. Zudi Jasser, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
All right, so how do you look at this thing? Because, I mean, you saw the protests. You know that this was not a surprise because it's something that the Trump administration campaigned on. How do you look at the way this thing rolled out?
Well, bottom line is this is not a Muslim ban. The word Muslim isn't even in the executive order. It is simply a pause to stop the hemorrhage of the last 8 years, which has not been vetting at all against ideology. And regardless of what any of the administration says about 18 months of vetting and biometrics and all this kind of process of making sure that they're not associated to terror organizations, that's the problem. Is all they were looking for in their vetting is, are they associated with terror groups, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, et cetera? Do they have a history of violence, criminal records? But they weren't looking at ideology. So imagine the Cold War against the Soviets, and we didn't do any vetting for communist sympathy. We were doing that. It was open part of the immigration process. So finally, we have a president who is beginning to do that process. He started the process with an order to pause the immigration. It's not a stop. It's a pause for at least 120 days. And, you know, I would have added Saudi Arabia and Qatar to that list, and Pakistan, which are basically probably the primary sources of jihadists. So I do have some criticism about the rollout and the messaging. I think it's important that the leader of the free world make it clear that we are the beacon of freedom, that Muslims who are reformists, who are anti-jihadists, would be basically leading this effort. And I'm curious that I think he's going to need that Commission on Radical Islam implemented in order to figure out how to do this vetting over the next few months. So I hope he starts letting us know how that's going to happen.
All right, so how, and that's exactly where I was going to go next with this thing. So we have it in place. We need to figure out a way to more effectively vet these people, and that is going to be the policy going forward. How do you actually accomplish that?
Well, you know, it's not that hard. The Israelis have been doing it for a long time. We can do this. The way you accomplish it is, you know, we have a Muslim reform movement that has a declaration, a two-page declaration that says we, as modern 21st century Muslims, reject the caliphate, we reject institutionalized Sharia, we believe in the equality of men and women. And you know, folks coming to our country can't really lie their way through those types of things, because there's a way to understand whether their worldview is one that accepts a secular man-made constitution that separates mosque and state, or if they believe in the supremacy of the caliphate and the Islamic State. And, you know, listen, I don't understand this blowback, the identity politic that the West is, that the left is using to exploit this, to say that, you know, all Muslims are being affected, when in fact, Muslim countries like Saudi Arabia and Pakistan and Iran have taken in zero refugees. So how come that hasn't had a blowback on Muslims, when in fact, we're supposed to basically be in a suicide pact to allow anyone to come in without any ideological vetting? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Do you wish that anything had been handled slightly different in the rollout here?
I do. Two major things. Okay. First of all is the messaging. It is important. I mean, I, as an American Muslim, as conservative as I am, I will not give up any of my civil rights. And it should have been messaged in a way to say, listen, we understand that America's symbolism of freedom and immigrant country that we are is the most potent ideology against political and Islamic State ideology. But it's a pause. It's not a stop. It's not a ban. It's a pause. Second thing is the implementation at the front lines in the airports, on the border. It seems that they didn't really look at how, and I get why they had to rush it, because if you say we're going to do it in a month or whatever, then
that would
give the bad guys time.
I couldn't believe the question was asked this weekend on one of the Sunday talks. Well, why didn't you give people a 72-hour warning that you were going to do this? Well, if you give them a 72-hour warning, what's going to happen?
Yeah, my only criticism, though, is that they should have quickly figured out that there's going to be folks in transit that have been vetted, that have family, kids, and not only is that not really humane. It's going to be used by the left to destroy what really the secure and American goal is. And the other messaging thing that's really important, it is very American to fight theocracy. There is no a right for theocrats to come to this country. Our founding fathers fought it, and they weren't anti-Christian. So it is not anti-Muslim to say, you know what, the Muslim theocrats we don't want here, but Muslim reformers that believe in secular law, we welcome and will help them inside this battle within the House of Islam.
Well, listen, I really appreciate your perspective on this as an American Muslim and someone who looks at this thing from a conservative viewpoint. It seems that, you know, the words got twisted right off the bat. And the next thing you know, because there wasn't a quick response there, it sort of spiraled out of control with all of these allegedly spontaneous protests around the country. Great to have you here with your perspective. Thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.